Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Afterlife Voicemail System. If you're trying to reach heaven, please press 1. For Yahweh, press 2. For Muhammad, press 3. If you're trying to reach Nirvana, you're going about it all wrong, so we certainly can't help you. If you'd just like to leave a message, wait for the beep.
Hey everyone, welcome to The Collective. It is your host Magenta, here with co-host Joey. And we're here tonight with a special guest, Maura, who's got a very dark and interesting story to tell us out of Texas. So welcome everyone. Hello.
Hello.
Hey there.
Joey, before we get started on the story, just want to say, good to have you back on the show. We missed you.
It's good to be back. Oh, things go. Hopefully I'll be able to come back for a little while, at least until things get settled at my job, and I can deal with 8 hours of sleep better than I can deal with 2. So you got me.
Yay! Okay, so we have Maura on. Of course, she's got a very interesting story. If you go to the site, and actually there's photos that she gave me that I uploaded. Very interesting. Spooky, actually. So, Maura, how are you?
I'm good.
So, tell us, I guess, about the night that you guys saw, you know, from the pictures. Kind of walk us through, you know, what happened. Did you guys go as a team to investigate, or what exactly went down?
We went kind of halfway as, let's investigate this, halfway as, we're all bored. I actually have 2 separate stories, so I'll start with the first one. The first one, me and 3 other guy friends, we went up there just to hang out, bored at night after work and everything, stayed out there late, and one of them, who he's perceptive to everything, he was actually taken over by a spirit to the point where we were holding him down so that he couldn't hurt other people. He was actually physically trying to kill his little brother.
Wow.
And we heard his whole story throughout this entire episode. It lasted almost an hour and a half, that it was a boy killed by his father. And, I mean, it was one of those where whenever we got there, it was totally normal, nothing big, it was just nighttime. We were talking, just shooting the shit, and he just suddenly tranced, totally still, one of those where you could push him and he'll fall over. And he got up, still in trance, and then he just went to attack his brother. It took all 3 of us to hold him down. The 2 other males were not small males. And just throughout trying to talk him down, talk him out, figure out what the hell's going on. Did he take something he shouldn't have? Heard his story. Father killed him, dumped the body there. No clue when. We tried to do some research, but we couldn't find much. But, I mean, if the body was never found, of course, it's still there. So eventually got him calmed down. He went back into a trance state, and then he woke up not knowing. He actually went to continue his finish from where he stopped, and he couldn't figure out what the hell we were doing to him. So that was a very unique experience over at that place. Second one is the bigger story. We went there with a group of about, there are 10 of us in all. The main person with the camera I was with, and we went there as half investigation, half, we have nothing to do, but there are all these stories. Took flashlights, that sort of thing. We went to the bridge. It's an old rail bridge that's been debunked for years and years and years. The stories that we were able to find about that bridge were that it's where they killed an old goat farmer that was black because of racism. He started doing well, and so they lynched him. At that bridge, whenever they went to lynch him, because, of course, they kick him off the edge because he's going to be hung, and the rope didn't go taut like it was supposed to. And there was no body. It has a very shallow river running under a little creek. At its high flooding points, it's only like 10 feet deep. So very, very shallow. And there wasn't a body there. It wasn't flood. Whenever it's not flooding, it's either dry or it's within a couple of feet. So there should have been something. It's not like it could have been carried away and he somehow went away. What we could find on anything before that definite story is that Native Americans lived there, but this is a country where Native Americans lived everywhere before settlers came, or just about everywhere. And anything we're able to really find is just kind of hearsay and, well, supposedly this person died there, can't find anything. Supposedly this person died there, can't find anything. So that's the first, like, definite story. And we went and actually found the, not paperwork from the library, but copies of it online that tell of the event. But it was kind of done under the rug because of what happened. Because, I mean, back then, when this would have happened, oh, my God, giant deal. I mean, today it would be, too, but back then, magic witchcraft was, science wasn't as big as it is now. So like I said, we did our own kind of research that we could find. Not much, unfortunately. We went there. We all sat on the bridge at one time. Nothing happened. We sat there for about 30 minutes, said, we're going to go separate. We counted, I believe, at least 13 pentagrams that were opened in some way or sort, which you know what that is. Then the other, whenever we split up, I think we went in groups of twos and threes because that was easiest. Made rounds, double cross places, make sure we don't see stuff. At one time, there was a small group that they said stay at the bridge. Anything happens, they'll try and get a hold of us so we can run there. I was off probably about an eighth of a mile on an animal path with two other guys. One was the camera, the other was just there with us. And all of a sudden we see this girl. I'm going to call her Christine for sake of I haven't been able to contact her. But she was walking along the path, no shoes, barefoot. This is not a clean animal path. It's got twigs and everything else, one where you need to be watching your feet. And she's just strolling along. But when she got to us, she, total trance, just tranced out, kept walking on. We followed her a bit until she got into the road. She decided to walk on the side of the road. And then she was in the middle of the road for another probably 50 feet. A car came, was starting to come, and that's what broke it. We held the flashlight up to her eyes, and she didn't respond at all. Whenever, I guess the light of the car is what kind of woke her up. She didn't know where she was, and we were staring at her. She had almost a panic attack because she's like, wait, I'm at the bridge. No, I'm not.
Wow.
So, and there wasn't too much else there. We had a red dot phenomenon, but we couldn't catch it again. So, I mean, that could have been an animal. It could have been a bug that was really weird on there. It could have been something. And then we got home after probably another 2 to 3 hours of just taking pictures and everything else, and started pulling up the pictures on screen. We saw a couple of things, and we're like, wait, what's that? So we do just a regular digital enhancement on some of them. The creepier photos that have figures, they all have the enhancement on them. And, I mean, stuff just started showing up on photos because we didn't see it. I mean, we were all we all felt creeped out. We could feel something was there, but it wasn't until we got back that we saw the photos and stuff just started appearing, and it's like, oh, my God, it really, oh, God.
Yeah. Joey, I don't know if you saw the pictures, but they're uploaded, and as people are listening to the show, they can actually see them. There is one where it looks like two serpents or dragons are forming, like twisting together, and you can clearly see two different heads with like eyeballs. It's weird, and that is like one of the clearest and smoke or like fog images I've ever seen. And they're pretty freaky. But definitely.
And we took pictures of regular, like, exhales of smoke and e-cigarette smoke exhales, too. And nothing, any of the pictures that have real stuff in them, if you compare them to the one with smoke, it's obvious. They're not, they're something.
Oh, yeah. Another one I posted was the creature that looks like it has horns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's pretty freaky. Because as clear as day, looks like a bull's head or something with, you know, clearly a face
mm-hmm.
with horns.
And that one is in the same spot.
I know you were saying that there was a lot of broken pentagrams, so it looks like that place has had some.
Mm-hmm.
Witchcraft or some stuff going on down there. So that might explain all the weird creatures that, you know, formalize
mm-hmm.
to you guys. And the
most definitely.
So this place is right outside of Denton, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Goatman's Bridge or something of that sort.
Yeah.
Correct?
Old Goatman's Bridge is how it's known by the locals. You ask a local and they'll give you a weird look like, why do you want to go there? it's kind of one of those things like everybody knows it, but they're denying it at the same time. They'll tell you where it is, but it's definitely one of those where it's like, you're nuts.
Yeah.
But there's a park there right next to it. And technically that actual place has a whole walking path and everything in it. So,
wow.
So when they tried to make it, they tried to make it nice and everything else, but bulldozing over stuff or just letting stuff grow up and do a nature path and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
There's actually a website about it. I've been looking at it here the past few minutes. It's goatmansbridge.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that even though they moved, not only did they try and hang the man, once they couldn't find his body, they went back and murdered his entire family.
Yes, I forgot about that part of the story.
Wow.
A new bridge was constructed downstream, but the old Alton Bridge remains and still open to foot traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It's people have seen everything from just a man walking his goats over the bridge, an apparition holding a goat head under each arm, and then the half-goat, half-man creature. And I've heard of a few different goat man stories like that last one. And it's funny how they're all over the Southeast, and none of them make you feel very comfortable. And when you see people and hear people talk about what they've seen, that's actually one of the more terrifying stories, is just the look that they get in their eyes when they talk about that half man, half goat, impossible thing.
Uh-huh.
And it's really disturbing.
it's funny because I'm looking at, I guess, the same website, and the same smoke figures that you guys were capturing apparently is something that happens a lot. That they've captured orbs and kind of the misty figures that you guys did, but the ones you guys have are so unique because of the clear faces that are in them. It's just, it's crazy. When I see it, it kind of gives me chills. Like, ooh, I don't want to be there.
It was one of those things where it's like even me, because I like to say that I'm more spiritually aware than the average, but you feel it tickling at your mind. Like I said, there have been two people taken over that I've witnessed myself. Even I could feel it tickling at my mind, like, what is this? And it gave me absolute creeps, and I just did my thing where it's like, okay, I'm in a perfect white circle, I'm safe, they can't get to me, and prayer to Goddess and everything else that I was doing, it's like, oh God, please don't let something happen to me.
Yeah, it's, you know, those kind of places, the whole possession thing, that's really scary, because that's such a danger to someone's spiritual self. Once someone is possessed like that, it can change them mentally.
That first guy that I talked about when he got possessed, he was, before that, he was very calm, pretty mellow. He had his moments occasionally, but after that, he's basically a complete, absolute opposite person. He went from calm and mellow to, he would try and start fights. He became a douchebag. He was before very proper, very mannered. And I mean, complete 180 in everything. And it just wasn't the same. Never has been.
That's, that's definitely one of the risks of going out and, you know, researching or going out and exploring these sort of places. I definitely believe, you know, there can be a area that has just bad energy, and that will attract bad energy to it. So it's like a beacon for bad energy, and you go in there, and even, you know, like, I know you guys went just to kind of explore and investigate, you know, there were serious consequences to that. So, you know, luckily, I feel absolutely bad for that one guy that, you know, is probably permanently damaged from it. The evidence that you guys captured, you know, through film is just incredible. And, you know, I definitely wanted to share your story. I know my group might that way sometime, but I'll probably run away if anything crazy goes down. So I'm just warning you, if you ever decide to join us, Ashley will run. I'll go this way. You guys, you know, hopefully I won't run into traffic
never
or anything.
I'm never going to start playing with you ever, unless I handcuff myself.
I'm probably the worst person to go ghost hunting with, because I'm out. Like, I black out and everything, and I'll wake up, you know, and be like, oh, what happened?
Wow.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Black out. Yeah, you black out, I'll leave you as a sacrifice. That way I can get away, because I'm not quick.
Yeah. Well, for me, I know with that place, it's like if I ever went back there again, I'd go back there with a hell of a lot more respect than I did initially, because, I mean, it's been 4 or 5 years now. And, I mean, I was just getting into it then. Like, I mean, I was pagan and everything, but I'd never really truly seen anything that I had, but not to that extent. And seeing it as a child versus seeing it as an adult, it makes you believe in there. Oh, my God. It's one of those experiences. It's truly life-changing.
Oh, yeah. Anybody who experiences something paranormal, you have that you know, doubt to it, of course, and you don't want to talk about it because people look at you crazy. But those who have experienced stuff, you know, they get it because, you know, Joey's seen some crazy stuff. I've seen crazy stuff that I can't explain. So, yeah, it's interesting, but then it's also you start to become aware that it can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing some research just here in Corpus. There's a couple places here that, well, I'm very intrigued about. The old courthouse is supposed to be really haunted. The Smith Building, even though, I guess, there's a video that's supposedly a hoax, but it seems pretty legit to me. It's like a couple workers who are in the Smith Building doing some renovations, and they literally are hearing footsteps and stuff, so they're having a camera and joking about it, and then this guy walks down the hallway, and, like, all the doors close, and he, like, screams and, of course, runs out of the building. So, definitely some interesting places, and Texas is not, I guess Texas definitely does have some very haunted places that I'm going to want to go to, but I'll warn everybody, I'll run away. So, if anything goes down, I will not be the hero. But I don't know if, Maura, you have to go for the evening or not, but I really appreciate you coming on and telling us your story, and hopefully maybe we'll come back and maybe I can meet up with you and we'll go there once again and see what we can capture.
Alrighty. Well, I do appreciate you having me.
No problem, and you have a good night, and thank you for, you know, coming on telling your story. It's pretty amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely one of those where it's, you got to be in front of the right audience, because that's, it's one of those tales. So, all right, thank you. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your show.
You too. Good night. Joey, hello.
You know, I wonder what, with my experiences, I wonder what's harder for people to swallow. I wonder if it's the thing that I've seen or if it's the fact that I've seen a Sasquatch. I wonder which is harder for people to swallow.
Oh, wow. Sasquatch is pretty baller to see. I don't know how you were, like, absolutely terrified at that. Like, I wouldn't ever go in the woods again.
The thing is, when that happened, in my mind, as it happened, I'm pushing my friend, I'm pushing her in the house in front of me. But she always told me later on that I ran in the house dragging her behind me by the wrist. And it's not one of those things where you see and you're like, holy shit, it's a fucking Bigfoot, and you run away screaming. It's like you sit there and it walks across the yard and you're like, oh no. And then you, like, run inside. And what's funny is that, like, the next day it was all completely forgotten. We were back out in the darkness down to the gravel road they lived on in the woods on top of the mountain. And the one thing that happens, like, she tried to turn back and run and leave me, and I literally, like, wrapped an arm around her throat and dragged her back and, like, had her in a chokehold. I'm like, oh, no. And she's
freaking out
because I'm choking her. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I mean, that would be absolutely terrifying. I was doing some research for tonight because, you know, we're talking about haunted Texas. One of the most notorious haunts is the railroad in San Antonio that, I guess, ghost kids push your car. Apparently, I guess the story is that a bus full of kids got stuck on the train tracks and got hit, and all the kids were killed, and blah, blah, blah. I don't know if there's any validation to that, but I was online and saw a couple videos of people doing it. apparently it's a pretty busy, like, weekend. You know, there's a lot of kids out there trying it. But could you imagine if you're putting your car in neutral, you dust the back with, like, baby powder, you get pushed off the train tracks, and then there's actual, like, kids' handprint on the back of your car?
I've seen those things, like, try to get debunked, you know, like, the ground, it's your elevation,
sure,
or whatever. It's one thing to say that, but when you have the fingerprints, that's something else. You know, most of the time when they debunk it, they don't put anything on it. They're just like, oh, the elevations, it's really downhill, you can't tell. But they don't ever go in like, let's see if it's real, and put something on the back. Those things like that aren't just going to appear out of nowhere. Well, they are, something's going to cause
them. Yeah. I think I saw a video where someone was trying to debunk it and was saying, you know, the same thing. Which, I mean, you have to walk a fine line between, you know, is it real or is it something you can scientifically or physically prove? But that's one that I definitely would love to go do with the baby powder, because I will take photos. You know, if I see a little handprint in the back of my car, I'll be late for a whole week.
Well, to top all that, now you need two people, one person in the car filming it, moving it, another person while there's powder back there filming it to see if they can see the prints appear. Because as far as I know, I've not seen that done. I would be terrified once it's happening. Because to me, ghost children are like the scariest thing out there, because there's a part of my mind, and there's a thing that a lot of, like, demonologists or ghost hunters say, that there's no such thing as ghost children, because a child to them should move on to somewhere better. In their mind, any kind of spirit that's childlike is something evil that's pretending. So every time I watch some kind of ghost show and they're talking about ghost kids, I'm like, fuck no.
It's like, I'm out. Especially, I'm out right now.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. I'm like that shadow person's small. Bye.
I would personally, the whole, you know, small, or the kids' ghosts are actually like demons. I can get behind that, you know. They might also just be spirits that are trapped. Just imagine, like, if you die tragically at a young age, how would they, you know, like, how would they process that? That's why, I think there could be children that are lost, or, you know, spirits, because they might not be able to process passing, especially if it's tragic. But I guess we got 90 seconds. These shows are too short, but
where are those pictures at? Like, I want to see them.
When you go on to the link, they'll have the pictures in the little square that has below it. Yeah, it's on there. So if you go to the link, you guys will be able to see the photos. There's like two or three of them, and they're pretty awesome. So I guess, thank you, Joey, for coming on and hanging out with us, and we've missed you, and thanks to everybody who's listening, and definitely everyone check out the video, the photos, and definitely, you know, give us some comments on what do you think that is. And I guess that will wrap up the show.
It's definitely good being back, and hopefully I can be around a little bit more, at least for a little while. And
tonight
is
great.
Really great. Her stories are actually pretty terrifying. Possession is one of those things where it's just like, that scares me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, like she said, that guy was completely hostile afterwards. You know, that stuff can happen, so. Well, I guess this is it for our show tonight. thanking everyone who listens in. You know, we appreciate you guys so much. And keep liking, listening, and sharing us with other people. Joey, you have a great night, and we will see you next Saturday. Bye, everybody.